Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. We at Top Advisor really truly believe that we have an amazing team. And because we're so happy with all of the people that are on board helping us, we've been doing our best to show you underneath the hood of what's going on at Top Advisor Marketing, giving you the idea of really what we do behind the scenes. And one of the most important people that we have at Top Advisor Marketing is Kaylee Lewis, our marketing director. She is the person who does all of the internal marketing for Top Advisor Marketing. So I thought it would be a lot of fun. In fact, Kirk and I talked about this. I thought it'd be a lot of fun to get Kaylee on the show and talk about really what an internal marketing person does, because I think many advisors out there think that they have a marketing person, but they really, really don't. They have a person who can maybe post some stuff every once in a while, but there's a huge layer of professionalism and talent and education that comes into hiring somebody like Kaylee. Kaylee's one of our longest term employees now too. And so we're so happy to have her, and she's going to show us and talk to us today about what it's like being a marketing director. So Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's just go brass tacks down and dirty here. What do you do on a daily basis for us?
So on a day-to-day basis, I handle all of our social media correspondence. That's kind of the first thing I do in the morning when I get in on the job, is I check who we're talking to, who's trying to connect with us. I handle all inbound messaging and network development, not just for Top Advisor, but for you, Matt, and for Kirk Lowe. In addition to that, I'm always on the hunt for podcast guests. So I've been developing relationships, especially in the area of females in finance, the group from Cheryl Brown, and trying to find awesome individuals to feature on our podcast. I am responsible for a lot of our website updates. So if you see a blog post that goes up, or in addition to the team, or anything to do in the area of getting our content from our desks to our listeners or our readers, that is handled on my end. I also handle most of our email marketing campaigns. So if you're getting a newsletter from Top Advisor Marketing, it's probably come through me. And I'm the one who selects all of our content that we're going to be sharing, or the message for the month, and as well as tracking who's been reading what. So I know a little bit about a lot of people.
Well, I want to, we need to break a lot of that down. One of the things that you said right out of the gate there was that you help connect and build our network. And as Kaylee, you have done an amazing job with mine. And in fact, it's truly remarkable the growth that I've had in my professional network. And I want everybody to know, well, first off, I want to break that down, because you do some very specific things. But this is not like just trying to amass followers. This is a very targeted approach for Top Advisor Marketing's whole team to connect with the right people. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, how do you do that, Kaylee? I mean, how are you finding people? What do you say to them to get them to connect? How do you engage them so that they don't think that, you know, Top Advisor Marketing is just trying to sell them something, that we actually want a relationship? Because that's what people feel, because I hear it.
One of the key factors to engaging with people online is to go for the soft sell. The hard close is too abrasive, and the instant I'm on the receiving end of a message from someone that's about a selling point, I don't want to engage with that person, because I have no proof. There's no social proof. There's no content proof. And that's one of the major components to the way I view our social media here at Top Advisor Marketing, is I want to consistently provide our audience with proof of what we're doing and why we are so damn good at it.
You know, I get stuff, even though that I don't monitor my social media as much as I used to, because you do it and do a way better job than I ever did. But I do get those messages from people who you'll say, happy birthday. And then bam, their next message is a page and a half long trying to sell me something, or trying to download a free ebook, or, you know, hey, here's a link to my calendar. Let's set some time up. Does that work?
You know what? Under the right circumstances, I'm sure if you were having a very specific type of day and you got that message at an exact right time, you might find yourself saying, hey, I'm going to read this or I'm going to buy this.
Sure.
But in most cases, you're going to say no because you don't know that person from Adam. They are, it's essentially as if you walked up to someone on the street and threw books at them. and you're like, be my friend, read my stuff. And that doesn't generally go over well. And in real life, that's how you get, you know, assault charges. Unfortunately, the internet isn't policed like that. Yeah. And for some reason, people almost have forgotten their manners when it comes to engaging with someone over the internet, as if you no longer have to be a polite or kind individual. Mm-hmm. And all of those sales techniques that people learn in sales programs that they use to sell their products in a face-to-face setting, those are all still applicable. I know for a lot of us, we work in finance and we all have our own financial advisors, but my financial advisor doesn't come at me and tell me, you know, if I don't put this much money away, I'm going to, you know, live in a box when I'm 55.
Yeah.
There has to be a relationship development. And for us at Top Advisor, one of the keys to that is just getting our content out there, providing that consistent proof, showing people that we're not just, you know, we don't just do one podcast. We do multiple podcasts. We not just for ourselves, but for our clients. We're offering so much more than just that one item. And the other factor you have to bear in mind is when you're selling to somebody and you don't know them, you're basically just giving them a swath of what you offer without narrowing in on exactly what they're looking for. So if someone engages with us over social media who's interested in our podcast, well, that immediately flags in my mind that person is interested in podcasting. They haven't come to me about a blog, they haven't come to me about, you know, branding or any of our other things. They've come to me specifically about a podcast because I've been providing them with that content.
And you track this stuff. And it's funny because you have really gotten into the whole analytics aspect of it. And I definitely want to talk about that because there are tools in place that we have at Top Advisor Marketing that I know advisors can use because they're public programs. So let's talk a little bit about how you track that, because that's super powerful. If they want to know about branding, then it kind of goes into one channel. If they want to know about podcasting, it goes into another channel. How do you do that? And what does it tell you?
Most people, when it comes to their website tracking, will have Google Analytics in play. Mm-hmm. And Google Analytics is a great service. You have to have it. If you don't, go out and do it right now. Mm-hmm. But for us, when it comes to that designated trafficking of gathering information, you need something additional. So what we use at Top Advisor is we have Hatchbook is our service, and Hatchbook offers web tracking that links up to our contact list, which links up to our deals list, which links up to our emails, and so on and so forth. So when we have a contact, say for instance, you, Matt, if you were a contact of ours and you opened an email and you clicked on a link and then that took you to our website, well, I can now see whatever you're doing on my website. Mm-hmm. Which gives me an idea of what you're looking for. So if every time you get an email, you're clicking on podcasting information and you get to the website and you're going to that podcast service page, you're eyeing it up for a couple minutes, you're clicking to the next podcasting information page, that tells me that this person is interested in podcasting. And for us, what that does is that triggers a campaign sequence of information that I'm providing to you again for free, mm-hmm. as an opportunity for you to get more proof of the fact that we are podcasting experts, and to additionally continue that relationship that's specific to what you're looking for.
Let's break that down just a little bit more, because some people might be listening to that and say, wow, Kaylee, you know, that could be a little creepy, but we're doing it because we want to provide you with what you're looking for. And when they get put into that sequence is just a crap ton more free information, right? This isn't buy. This is, hey, you like podcasting? Have you read the white paper? Hey, did you listen to this podcast where, you know, Kirk interviewed blankety blank? It's not a hard sell. Again, you just use the word proof, and I love when you talk more about that. But that's what our nurture sequences do. It's to continue to build the relationship based off of what you, as our prospective client or somebody who's interested in learning more, wants to learn about. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, I'd say that. And I think that the thing we have to bear in mind in the world of online work and online proof is that if you don't give it to them, they can get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
There is an infinite pile of information. If you Google search podcasting, you're going to get a billion hits in less than a second. Mm-hmm. So why would we keep secrets? Why would we be so concerned about hiding this information from them when at the end of the day, if all this does is build ourselves a reputation of being experts, being knowledgeable, and being, you know, friendly with that information and no bars held, no trade secrets, that's the reputation you want to be building within the within your community, mm-hmm. regardless of the selling aspect. Because at the end of the day, there are going to be people who are tech savvy, who have the time, who are going to do whatever service you're offering themselves. Mm-hmm. But there's also going to be that person who loves the idea, but who doesn't have the time. And we find that all the time in the world of advisors, because their business is so complicated mm-hmm. and complex that they don't have time to learn an entire new system for marketing.
Yeah. Well, luckily, that's one of the reasons why they hire us for that. Let's talk about frequency. You brought that up earlier, that we're consistently putting out information, couple podcasts a week, couple blogs, couple whatever. How frequently do you post and where did you get that number?
So for our main social media profiles, which is Matt, your LinkedIn account and Kirk's LinkedIn account, I aim to post once a day.
Okay.
That's largely in part because we do produce two podcasts a week and we have at minimum one blog post going up a week. Plus, we're continuously adding content to our advisor U. Mm-hmm. So as a company, we produce a ton of content, far more than most people that you'll find online. And that's because we are a marketing business. And like that's the long and short end of it, right? And we believe in that, in this concept of sharing our knowledge. So once a day for us gives us that opportunity to either share some of the wonderful content we have, to share someone else's content, because there's so many incredibly smart people in the world of financial marketing that if we could hire them all, that would be amazing. Mm. But I don't think that that's on anyone's agenda anytime soon. So why not engage with that content? Why not share that content? Why not develop that relationship with somebody else and say, hey, you're doing great work. Again, it goes back to that. What kind of reputation do you want to have? Mm-hmm. And then we also do some personal based posts or posts about business concepts that, you know, formulate in your mind, Matt, or with Kirk. Mm-hmm. I will say this though, if we are doing very well on a post or we have a post receiving a ton of engagement where there's a dialogue going on, I'm not going to post again and take away from that conversation because that doesn't please the algorithm. And I'd rather focus on providing quality than providing quantity. Mm.
And in fact, we just did a podcast with Jessica Jackson, who is one of our other social media experts on pleasing the algorithm. So if you haven't listened to that, make sure that you go back and listen to that specific podcast. Kaylee, one thing that I believe a marketing assistant should be able to do, and this is where you shine. I honestly don't know how you do this, but when you post, I mean, we obviously have a lot of conversations, so But when you post on my behalf, it's me, like you're me. How in the God's name do you do that?
Ghostwriting is I want to say it's a complicated thing, but it's also extremely simple. It's essentially, I think of what you would say to me about a certain thing.
Okay.
So if I'm posting about a podcast and we've discussed that podcast, there are certain words that jump out when you discuss things. And Matt, you're the type of gentleman who uses things like awesome and incredible, and you use those expletives mm-hmm. that I know to throw in there because that's exactly how you talk.
Right.
However, when I post for Kirk, Kirk has a more professional tone mm-hmm. and he's not as expletive. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not about to go and throw 6 exclamation marks behind a post of his. One of the keys to it, I think, that helps me is the fact that we regularly engage over Skype,
right,
which is an incredible platform to just learn how you talk. And if LinkedIn ever gets to the place where they actually have really good emojis, I know that that's something that you would use.
You're right. I totally would use that.
So it's really just having an understanding that when I post for myself on social media, I'm talking like me, or I'm talking as my brand online.
Right.
When I'm posting for you, I'm talking as your online brand. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't necessarily say that your wife would look at it and read it and say, that's exactly what Matt would say. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter because your wife's not our target audience.
That's absolutely correct. Yes. Interesting. Okay. What else? You got anything else on that?
I would say that one of the key factors to this is practice and going back and forth with you originally, because I know when we started out and you joined Top Advisor, I had to switch gears because I was no longer just posting for Kirk. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you throw in a second voice, well, I have two very different style of voices. I know the very first post I did for you, Matt, we ended up having a conversation about because it sounded too much like Kirk. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I didn't know you very well.
Right.
We'd had one meeting. I probably was overwhelmed at the time.
Oh, come on. That's not possible.
And I just went forward with that and was like, okay, I need to meet with Matt. I need to have those regular conversations. I need to be thinking like Matt. Mm-hmm. The other option you have is before I came along, you were posting your own social media.
Yeah.
I can go back and read those posts. I can read emails. Mm-hmm. I can read Skype messages. I can think of phone calls. There's a lot of ways that you can gather information about someone's tone of voice. A silly anecdote of this is it's when you're trying to read somebody's numbers and you can't tell if it's a 7 or a 4, and then you look at a number that you know is a 4, well, that's how you can tell, right?
Sure.
So you just pull on that backwards information and fit that puzzle together until you have some key fallback. So if I'm struggling, I just throw incredible in there. And I know that that's what you would say.
Right.
And it's very, and moving forward with that, I don't need to say anymore.
Well, I love, and you're right. We do have a lot of interactions. And I think when advisors hire a marketing assistant or a marketing director, they don't realize that there has to be a real relationship there. You know, Kaylee, when you and I are meeting, which we meet, I don't know, 2-3 times a week, probably on average, we spend some of the time just talking, right? Like and maybe that's because I'm just weird and I actually want to get to know the people I'm working with. But we were just talking about movies right before we were on the podcast, right? I mean, and you know how I describe things. You know what I'm interested in. You know my feelings about empowerment of women specifically. And I remember reading one of the posts that you had done a little while ago that got an unbelievable traction. And I just sat back and I'm sitting back in my chair, this huge smile on my face, because I was like, I could not have said that better. Like, there's no way I could have been as clear and succinct and still sounded like me, because I probably would have thrown in all sorts of exclamation points and incredible and fantastic and awesome, because I wasn't going to be able to be so succinct. So advisors out there who are listening to this, or marketing assistants who are listening to this, you have to meet these people. You have to know your advisor or whoever you're working with so well so that you can do exactly what Kaylee's talking about. Now, Kaylee, I know I came into this podcast with some questions because, you know, you're just such a freaking huge asset to the company. And we absolutely love having you here. What am I missing? What else would you want to share with either advisors or marketing assistants that they should know to set their marketing director or assistant up for success?
When it comes to social media, the big component that I feel I often see lacking is just ask them questions. You mentioned, Matt, we talked about movies. Well, if I was ever struggling for a post, I could write a post about movies.
Yeah.
I know your kids' names. I know what you do. If you're doing something cool, I ask you for a photo of that. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we have infiltrated into our whole system here for social media at Top Advisors, because our social media marketers regularly engage with their advisors and are constantly asking those questions. Like, what are you doing this weekend? Did you take a holiday? Mm-hmm. What did you do on that holiday? Did you have a fun time? Do you have a photo that you'd like to share with your audience? All of those things make social so much more well-rounded and balanced. My other big piece of advice is don't be afraid to grow your own connections, because you're only going to connect more people to your company, to your advisor. Mm-hmm. And realistically, at the end of the day, you're probably the one that's going to engage with them the most. If you're a marketing assistant who's going to be setting up those calls, who's going to be connecting those people. It's going to be you. So the bigger and better rapport you can have in your niche market, the higher success you're just going to see.
Yeah.
So for me, that's one of the, that was one of probably also one of the biggest hurdles for me, was I spent so long pretending to be you, Matt, and Kirk, that to get myself out there and get my own voice out there, that was a real shift, because I had always just been the behind the scenes lady. And now I'm trying to regularly engage with people and develop my LinkedIn network and connect with people, not just on LinkedIn, but on Facebook, have that kind of lasting relationship, because I think it's so important for me to have that, because we as a company are seeing the dividends paid on that relationship building.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that you're getting so involved with so many different things online, because I mean, it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast. It's one of the reasons why we love having you on the team, because you add so much value. There is something that I just want to throw out there that I know is very difficult for financial advisors, mostly because of what makes them a great financial advisor doesn't always make them the greatest business owner or manager of people. But Kaylee, I trust you, right? And there is a huge level of trust. I go on LinkedIn usually to prepare for a podcast, to be honest, because I'm looking the people up and I'm looking at what they posted and I'm trying to, you know, pull good questions so that when we have guests on, which you help with, I sound like I'm a good host and I'm paying attention, because that's really important to me. But there are times where, like, I'll open up my LinkedIn, and then again, it'll be like that one post where it's just like flooded with comments. You know, 800 people saw the post. We've got hundreds of likes and comments and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't help you write that. Right. I didn't say, no, Kaylee, I need you to write this or change this word. No, I trust you. How did you, now, is this just because I'm ridiculous and I'm very trusting, or what sort of stuff did you do to help make me feel so comfortable with giving you control over that?
Well, honestly, Matt, I'm going to throw back a question at you, is what was the worst possible consequence if I didn't write exactly what you wanted?
Well, I don't know, Kaylee. That's a wonderful question. I'm not fearful like that, which I think a lot of our listeners might be. The worst outcome could have been, I mean, you potentially had one post that might have dinged my online presence and brand, but I mean, that's one post. It's not like it's going to go viral. Maybe that could have been the worst case scenario. I don't know. I don't, you see, you shouldn't stump the host, man. What are you doing here?
Well, my major point of that is, Matt, is it's social media, it's LinkedIn, you can change things. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy. It's not that difficult to go and make an edit. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I say is that you're obviously, as a, if you're an advisor, you're not hiring someone you met that has no credentials, that has no experience. You've probably viewed a portfolio. And at the end of the day, even if they don't sound exactly like you, they should be able to write professionally. So as long as you have a professional post going out, there's very few consequences that are going to slap you on the wrist. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're into finance, you have, and your marketing person will understand, they have to go through compliance for everything. So there's a huge shield there to protect you from anything coming back that you can't say or do on the internet.
Right.
In addition to that, what I would recommend is start small. I didn't start working with you, Matt, and start writing about your wife and your kids and your family. I started being like, hey, we have a podcast. I interviewed this person. Mm-hmm. It went great. Start baby steps, baby steps, until you not only do you build the trust, but you develop a stronger relationship. And I know that with some of our social media clients, there was a bit of trepidation to posting personal stuff because they didn't know what kind of impact that would have. And now all of them are regularly engaging with us. They're sending photos and information without even being approached about it, because they like seeing it up there and they know that it adds value and it adds personality to their online presence.
Yeah.
And that all came from being consistent with your social and just being consistent in your dialogue with your advisor. I cannot stress enough that you need to be constantly communicating with them about what you're posting. And one of the things we do initially when we have new clients is that we do a mind map about what do you want to talk about online? Here are 15 safe go-to topics. And that creates this relationship of trust that says, once they see that first calendar and they see that you've stayed on those 15 topics and that you're staying consistent with what they've expressed, well, right off the bat, you're building that relationship together.
Yeah. Well, I am very, very proud of the relationship that you and I have built. You do such a miraculous job. And so, you know, as corny as the sound, and this is going to be in the archives of history. Kaylee, I love having you on board. And I am so happy with what you do for us. You are truly a great asset.
I love working here too, Matt. I find it to be exciting. Every day is different. And that's one of the things I will say about working in marketing is the worst question for me to answer on this podcast is what do I do every day? Because every day looks so different for me, depending on where we are headed and what we are trying to achieve in that week, in that month, in that quarter.
Yeah.
So don't be bogged down by the idea that I just sit here and play on social media all day. There are a lot of other things involved that can keep that excitement alive.
And it's really important for the advisor to understand that part of a marketing director or marketing assistant's job is to listen. And when you look at Kirk's profile, Kaylee's profile, or my profile, it's very apparent that somebody from Top Advisor Marketing is listening. Kaylee, thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to have you back because there's a couple other topics that we're going to talk about later down the road, but I really appreciate your time.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. This was wonderful.
Now, this is going to sound like a shameless plug, which it is, which is really no big deal. But I think this is the perfect podcast to bring this up. One of the projects that Kaylee and the team worked on over the last 6 months is a course that we're about to launch called the Certified Digital Marketing Assistant. What Kaylee talked about today and what our team created is a program that will allow your assistant to learn how to do what Kaylee, Jessica, Julia, Lisa, Robin, you know, Mark Anthony, all of the people that we have on our team and what they do. This is a self-paced, self-directed course, very, very inexpensive for you to plug your either an existing marketing person or somebody you want to become a marketing person into this course. We're going to have office hours so you can even talk to people like Kaylee or Jessica or Julia because they're going to be our professors, our online people to help with office hours. But I can't tell you how much stress has been taken off of my plate. The unbelievable increase in connections, real connections. Kaylee just got this person on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, these two women who, like, I was honored to be able to interview because they were just totally exactly who we want to help get their voices out in the marketplace. So CDMA is what you're looking for. You can check it out on our website. Want everybody to know Kaylee had a huge hand in that in helping build the courses. It's a great, great opportunity for you to train your people. And for Kaylee and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, we really hope that you can find that marketing assistant so that you can feel the unbelievable progress, relief, and just really get your message out there and not have to do it yourself. Because you know what? It's not all about you. It can be all about your team. And when it's all about your team, you have a better quality of life. You're going to have a better practice and you're going to have better service. So with that, I will see you all on the other side of the mic for the next podcast very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.